Drinking water systems under attack in the U.S. Texas border business. Texas border business. In a significant development that underscores the vulnerability of critical infrastructure, the U.S. government has sounded the alarm over a series of cyberattacks targeting the nation's water and sewage systems. The White House and the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, issued a stark warning to state governors about the ongoing cyber threats posed by foreign adversaries, specifically naming groups backed by Iran and China as active threats to these essential services. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan and EPA Administrator Michael Regan's communication emphasized the strategic importance of water systems, which serve tens of millions of Americans. They noted that these systems are often ill-equipped to fend off sophisticated cyber attacks due to limited resources and inadequate cybersecurity measures. Simple steps like resetting default passwords or updating software could significantly deter potential cyber threats, yet such measures are frequently overlooked. Highlighting the gravity of the situation, the officials referenced a recent cyber intrusion at a Pennsylvania water facility allegedly perpetrated by Iranian-backed hackers. This incident involved disabling a key controller accompanied by a taunting message to the operators, "You have been hacked." Although no direct damage was reported, the event raised concerns over the potential for more destructive outcomes in future attacks. Furthermore, the letter detailed activities by a Chinese state-sponsored group known as Volt Typhoon, accused of infiltrating various U.S. critical infrastructure systems, including those related to drinking water. This group's tactics suggest a broader strategy for espionage and creating the capacity to disrupt vital services amid geopolitical tensions, such as those surrounding Taiwan. The threat landscape is not limited to direct attacks on infrastructure. The wider implications of cyber espionage and sabotage efforts by foreign entities, including those targeting telecommunications and other sectors, were also acknowledged. The recent widespread service outage experienced by AT&T customers was mentioned as a stark reminder of how interconnected and vulnerable modern infrastructure is to digital threats. In response to these escalating cyber threats, the EPA and the White House have called for a concerted effort by state governors to audit and fortify their water systems. Identifying cybersecurity vulnerabilities, implementing protective measures, and planning for incident response and recovery are critical steps urged by federal officials to safeguard one of the most fundamental necessities for life, clean and safe drinking water. The emphasis on enhancing the cybersecurity posture of water and sewage systems reflects a broader recognition of the strategic importance of protecting critical infrastructure from foreign adversaries. As the cyber domain becomes an increasingly contested battleground, the resilience of essential services against such threats is paramount for national security and public safety. This development, as reported by the Epoch Times, illustrates the complex challenges the United States faces in securing its critical infrastructure against rising international cyber hostilities. The proactive measures advocated by the EPA and the White House stress the urgency of addressing these vulnerabilities to ensure the uninterrupted provision of vital services to the American public.